Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter from a man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland standard time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 23. And that M period, A period, N period stands for Music, Activism, News, abbreviation, acronym. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. Send any music, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. I have three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. We'll listen for as long as we can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, and press one. Now, let me let people know some of the things that's going on, because if I don't, I won't get a chance to do it later. So, I want to let people know that Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter JR1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. And Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, HH Workshop Records. Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com for the hottest music around. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The web pages of blackonblackcleveland.com. BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. With our guest tomorrow is the immortal music group's ADX. Before the Queen's Court with her special guest at 6 p.m. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Miss Commentary, that's all together, space, Cleveland. Man in the Street 13 on Twitter, Man in the Street 13. That www.templabor.org. or thelogtv.com. You can check out the YouTube page of We Are Cleveland Power Groove Records channel on YouTube, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records on We Are Cleveland. Now, let me get into these top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in our region. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Sometimes rallies fall into that if they have something entertaining going on. Number 10, I Am Piranha. Number 9, Wooga and Rico. Excellent combination. They moved up. Number 8, debuting, Eric Magnus, Sub-Zero. Number 7, moving up, The Actual Tannis. Number 6, moving up, Suave Gotti, the artist on the Facebook page. It's just Suave Gotti. Number 5, debuting, BWE, The Black Talk Table. Ooh, it was hot the past Saturday. Number 4, debuting, Figures Just Scared, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube, from Sheriff Kilroy. Number 3, The Black House Sound Concert debuting. Black House Sound Concert. As a matter of fact, let me get into certain elements of that concert, because if I don't read it now, I might not read it. The African Museum presents the All Walks of Life Concert June 12, 2021, time 3 to 9 p.m. The location is 1765 Crawford Road, $5 at the door. Performers, Suave Gotti, Major Taps, Almighty FX, LSD, Hurricane Bang, Pulse Points, Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, Sheriff Kilroy. Dolores Gray will speak and have a special presentation. She's running for Ward 7 City Council. Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, vendors such as Tucker's Accessories, Ganalia, Fear, USS Beautiful One. Contact information, 216-609-4012, Joseph Motley Jr., that's 216-609-4012. Gotta at least give out that information. Now, going from number 3 to number 2, the Facebook rally to keep Cleveland's consent decree for police reforms City Hall steps. That is number 2. And before I get off of the subject, I better let you all know what it's about, because if I don't, we'll be in trouble now, won't I? So, my thing is, as I read that, I want to thank everybody to just to know I'm thankful that you all have tuned in. I do. It means a lot to me. It does, because when you read off certain announcements that are important, like what's in the number 2 slot, rally to keep Cleveland's consent decree for police reform City Hall steps. The event is by Art McCoy's University of Common Sense Imperial Women Coalition. The event will be on the steps of Cleveland City Hall, Cleveland, Ohio, where activists, elected officials, clergy, family members of excessive force victims and others will rally Wednesday, June 9, 2021 at 5:15 p.m. on the steps of Cleveland City Hall, 601 Lakeside Avenue in downtown Cleveland, Ohio, to call for the city's court-monitored consent decree for police reforms to remain intact. Event contact phone numbers are Black on Black Crime Inc. at 216-804-7462 and Imperial Women's Coalition at 216-659-0473. Masks are requested for this open to the public peaceful rally. Activists organizers for Wednesday's rally have released the following statement by Black on Black Crime Inc., Imperial Women Coalition, Oppressed People's Nation, Black Man's Army, and more. As we are rallying to call for Cleveland's court-monitored consent decree for police reforms with the U.S. Department of Justice that was instituted in 2015 behind several excessive force police killings of unarmed black people and problems in the city's largely white police department to stay intact. Community activists will rally to demand that the consent decree for police reform stays in place, and if anything, that it's expanded, said activist Alfred Porter Jr., president of Black on Black Crime, Inc., one of the organizers of the upcoming rally. led by Police Union President Jeff Fulmer, the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association held a press conference on June 3, 2021, and called for an end to the consent decree. This would not be good for the community, as police reforms have yet to materialize in a largely black and impoverished city of Cleveland, or nationwide for that matter. So that is what is going on. I'm looking forward to seeing people at least come out and be a part of that. Number one, Facebook, call to duty activist farewell for Donnie Passard. Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, Rev.com, Inner City Republican Movement, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Ward 7 candidate T.J. Dow, Ward 9 Councilman Kevin Conwell, mayoral candidates Landry Simmons, Zach Reed, both of them were there, NAACP, Kevin Conwell played the drums, the march, the balloon release, the rally, the boat release. It was just something to behold. Congratulations to some of the people that just missed the cut, such as the beer bash that was held at the Dialogue Center with, of course, none other than the Black Stallion's own. I got to give a shout-out to none other than Tenzai, the Vice President of Black on Black Crime, Inc. Also, while I'm thinking about it, Arnold Schoen's Fish Fry, a lot of attention went there, barely missed the cut. I do need to do one thing beforehand, because I wouldn't get a chance to do it. Clarence Williams III, August 21st, 1939 to June 4th, 2021, was an American actor. He played the character of Link Hayes in the police television series The Mod Squad from 1968 to 1973. He also appeared in films such as Purple Rain, 52 Pickup, Tales from the Hood, Half-Baked, and Reindeer Games. A lot of people remember his role as the creepy neighbor on Everyone Hates Chris. So, you know, Clarence Williams III. Now I can get back in and let people know that there are a lot of different things coming up. If I don't get to it, I won't get to it. That's sad, but true. So I want to let people know, tight food budget, we may be able to help. It's the Nottingham Food Pantry, and they have a lot of food of all kinds. At Nottingham United Methodist Church, that's Nottingham United Methodist Church, 18316 St. Clair, Mondays and Fridays, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Tuesday evenings for those people who are working from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Bring an ID and address for their records. Guests are welcome monthly. COVID-safe procedures are in effect. One guest at a time may enter the building to register and receive groceries. Mask required for everyone in the building. They will pack your grocery bags and send you home with a smile. You know, every once in a while, you get a chance to say and do things that just make you proud. And giving certain information like that makes me very proud. My thing is, it's a fun evening. It is. I think what I'll do is take the time and, because I really like this song, and I know that they will all be in the house together, I'm going to at least play something with Black House Sound, Mr. Ronnie B, The Unforgiven, or should I play something with Black House Sound and Suave? My thing is, I have a lot of good choices in music, and it's a blessing to be able to do that. I want to thank everybody who at least takes the time to listen to the program. You all really help me out. You all really do help me out on certain things that I might get a chance to throw out there and say, hey. So I'm going to play the song called The World, featuring Black House Sounds, Mr. Ronnie B, The Unforgiven, because of what's coming up this coming Saturday at the African Museum.
We go way back. World is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. Medication for cancer, but when it come to AIDS, politicians and doctors really don't have an answer.
Right there, see the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love She come to me like, well, when he get drunk, he think that somebody's stealing his music.
And that comes from none other than the historic album that was made on Black House Sounds, Mr. Motley, as well as Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers. Those two decided to collaborate and come up with a brand called CCR1, Cleveland Conscious Rap. And the other single from that album, which was hot, was they had like all kind of artists, Emax, The Image, Sheriff Kilroy, Bang. They had so many different artists on there. It wasn't funny. So I'm going to play the song called Reverse a War that featured Suave Gotti from CCR1. He'll also be there. 1765 Crawford Road, 3 to 9 p.m.
Get the negative locked down. I want the positive locked now.
I like
hey.
It
takes time
yep.
to reverse the war.
That's all. There was a video done from GMS Hood Famous DVD on that particular song, and then Black House Sounds had done one on the one with Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven. Got a lot of play, which was nice. My thing is, because Danielle always gets on me for having all these tabs, but every once in a while, you need some of these tabs. Because you end up going into stories when certain times like tonight come, such as the fact that I've got to get on a 16-foot stepladder for this soapbox. As for those who might have seen it, Tasisha Cole, Cleveland mother of four children, who explains she's on edge nearly every time she visits a city gas station to fill up her car. Cole was left saddened by the shooting death of a 19-year-old man at the mobile gas station at Euclid Avenue and East 153rd Street on Memorial Day. East Cleveland detectives were still looking for suspects in the shooting that took place just before 6 p.m. She says she hopes gas stations in Cleveland and East Cleveland will make more security efforts at these locations. She said, why owners aren't taking the security factor seriously? Why do they feel like they can handle it for themselves, Cole said. When you're walking in there, everybody is safe behind that counter but us. That's all I can tell you. You're responsible for what happens, in my opinion, on your premises, within your premises, as a result of one coming to your business. Gas stations are operating like clubs to me. They look like clubs. As a mom, I hope and pray no mothers are leaving their children in the car. Black on Black Crime, Inc. President Al Porter told News 5 his organization is prepared to take part in more safety marches and protests at gas stations that have chronic violence issues. These gas stations need to hire more private security, Porter said. Don't tell me that the gas stations can't afford it. Some of these gas stations are open 24 hours a day. Certain organizations are getting to a point where we're looking at boycotting gas stations that have chronic problems. A gas station safety protest organized by Brick House Wellness Women's Empowerment CEO Dolores Gray in October 2020 produced results at Gas USA at East 123rd and St. Clair Avenue, with the gas station owner adding security, lighting, and safety signage. Ward 8 Cleveland Councilman Michael Polensic said additional security measures are needed, but said unless problems locations have their liquor licenses challenged, real change will likely not take place. We need more police on the street. We need more cameras, the security cameras we've been asking for and begging for over 2 years, Polensic said. Unless the state of Ohio Liquor Enforcement Control really steps up to the plate and works with Cleveland Police, we're not going to see any improvement in these establishments. That's a given. The one thing they said is that the East Cleveland gas station did not respond to any media yet. But if anyone knows of any information about the shooting at 15317 Euclid Avenue Mobile Gas or any information relative to the investigation, please contact the East Cleveland Detective Bureau at 216-681-2162. Meanwhile, Cole said additional gas station security at city locations can't come soon enough. We're vulnerable when you have children. We're more vulnerable, Cole said. Loitering laws and security would help. It would help mothers like me and elderly people. That's why we joined with so many different groups that were doing so many different things in the community, because that was an important statement and thing to handle. As a matter of fact, it just lets you know we knew what was happening. That's the reason Black on Black Crime, Inc. went to support Dolores Gray at her gas station protest. It was Dolores Gray and Shakespeare who did that one. We supported Angela Y. Davis when she went to Superior and Euclid for that gas station. So, you know, we did what we were supposed to do. In depth, what will 2021 hold for Ohio gun laws? Ooh, this is a good one. 18-foot stepladder for the soapbox. As some Ohio lawmakers and Northeast Ohio victims assistance groups believe the state needs to take a strong look at its current gun laws in light of the tragic shootings that claimed 10 lives at a Colorado grocery store on March 22nd. As Representative Phil Robinson Jr., Ohio House District 6, Democrat, he said he'd introduce HB 317, which will call for instituting universal background checks in the state of Ohio to correspond with federal law, a measure he said he'll introduce in, you know, in several weeks. We must make sure that no matter if it's an outline sale, in-person sale, whether it's between two friends or a licensed dealer, we want to make sure we have an accounting of all guns sold, Robinson said. He said he's also in support of HB 38 to restore duty to retreat on the part of Ohio gun owners as a requirement before they can lawfully use lethal force. Robinson said he was disappointed in Ohio Governor Mike DeWine when he signed Senate Bill 175 in January, which will roll back the duty to retreat requirement a couple months ago. We know that it puts individuals of color, especially black lives, at more risk, not less risk. Instead of doing something to make us more safe, instead, we have further eroded protections and safety measures that are put in place. Robinson pointed to a 2019 Quinney Plaque University poll that indicated 90% of Ohioans are in favor of universal gun background checks. Why not? What you got to hide? And the 2012 Texas A&M study indicating in 20 states where self-defense laws were strengthened, homicides went up by 8% in a 10-year period between 2000 and 2010. Al Porter, president of Black on Black Crime, Inc., had told News 5 his support agency is seeing more families losing loved ones to senseless gun violence. Right now, we have too many people using firearms that should have never used them in the first place, Porter said. It's unfortunate that I have to do a lot of vigils where we have to grieve along with families who lost people. So I believe this is just opening up the doors for a lot more people to be murdered. Now, Dean Reich, executive director with the Buckeye Firearms Association, believes once again restoring duty to retreat will not have an impact on reducing gun violence and will put lawful gun owners unfairly in harm's way, which hasn't been proven. The truth is the requirement for when you can use lethal force hasn't changed, Reich said. This does not give anybody a get-out-of-jail-free card. You still have to have an honest belief that your life is in danger. Yeah, you can shoot them without trying to get out of the way. But, again, Reich said, it unfairly puts a legal burden on you at a moment when you're trying to defend your life. It gives the criminal, the person attacking you, more rights than you have at that moment. We should be looking at what works and what doesn't, and assault weapons bans, red flag laws, and magazine limits, and all of that. They just don't have an effect. Kim Cotiker, owner of Cleveland's Concealed Carry Courses, said he teaches CCW students to always leave a confrontation whenever possible, and said adding more restrictive gun laws will not reduce gun deaths. If you pass any kind of gun bills that ban certain things, it's not going to mean anything to a criminal. A criminal is going to get what he wants. Most of the time, in a realistic scenario, the bad guy, he's not going to let you retreat. If he's close to you, he's just going to attack or threaten you or do whatever he's going to do. Well, yeah, but you make it much easier if it's in the position where you're leaving. You know darn well you're leaving the seat of a certain situation. Wait a minute. I see a 601 area code with a 513. A 601 area code with a 513. Well, for all I know, it's probably somebody telling me that they were going to send me a $1,400 stimulus check, but I have to return it because I'm single. So let's see what the 601-513, who do we have on the phone line with us right now?
Well, hello, Brother Al. This is former presidential candidate Michael D. Landingham and future presidential candidate Michael D. Landingham for 2024. So I just want to say hi to everybody. And how are you doing, Brother L?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing, brother?
You know, I'm blessed. You know, I it's been a minute since I've been on the show and everything, so
right.
I don't want to feel like that. feel like I've been left y'all behind. But I've been very busy, very active, actively trying to get my story out. Sorry, my friend just dropped me off. I'm just making sure I've got my wallet on me.
I hear you.
So tell me what's going on. Let me ask me some questions. So I just called in and you just kind of just put me on. So ask away.
Tell me some things, please. Tell me some things.
Well,
tell me what's going on with you. Something new. Something new that's happening with you.
Well, let me ask this. Now, I know everybody in Cleveland remember when President Biden came to town, right? And had a good visit with a congresswoman of mine in my local district and ate ice cream somewhere nearby. Before I get and dive into that, what happened with me was, because I've been so quiet, well, I've been in contact with this same congresswoman named Marcy Gapper, the 9th District of Ohio. She and I have been productively working together by using the Freedom of Information Act to contact the FBI to release the investigation about what I've been trying to tell you for almost 3 years. Former President Donald Trump threatened my life when I was the president of Canada. And we finally got a response from the FBI. But it was kind of like they was trying to, the records wasn't there. They don't know what I'm talking about. They don't know who I am. They need proof of my identity. And I'm like, y'all the FBI. So overall, from my understanding, it seemed like there's a cover-up going on. Not a cover-up in per se of like trying to cover up for good, but a cover-up of they don't know how to handle this situation. This has never happened in the history of this country where an American citizen who just decides to run for president and the purpose of him running is because of family connection would be the best tool to bring this nation together. And all of a sudden, a former president who was a sitting one at the time came after this individual and tried to cover up and hide everything. And Joe Biden knows about it. My Congresswoman Marcy Gapper, who talked to President Biden for almost 4 hours when he was in Cleveland. They didn't say that they talked about my story. They were trying to hide the fact that the secretary. But I know common sense would have said, if she believed my story, if the FBI seemed like they're trying to hide something, he shows up. I think that they would talk about it. So right now, I'm under the guesstimate that they're about to make their move about contacting me and want to release their story. And thank God I haven't given up. I went through hell and high water to get to this point. I had everybody doubting and calling me crazy left and right up to this point. But as I said before, Donald Trump was willing to come after me, realizing who I was kin to, sons of the American Revolution, George Washington, and the Southern General, Robert E. Lee. If he's willing to do that, when nobody didn't know me, what would he do to keep power? January 6th, trying to steal the election. 500,000 Americans dead, which he shouldn't even have been that high. And now he's still continuing to tell Republicans in state legislators to pass these voter restriction laws, suppression, to think that's going to keep them from losing power. Well, I got some bad news for you. The only way that we can stop Donald Trump's hold on the Republican Party is my story. My story can show how dangerous and how crazy and how weak-minded this man really is, how sick he is. The Democrats, and finally, they tried every damn thing to stop him. But the kitchen sink, well, I'm the kitchen sink. Let's use it. Now, the only reason I'm guessing they don't want to use it is because, well, let's just be honest. I'm a black man. I've never been in government. I have no experience whatsoever, but except what I learned on the streets. And I learned a lot. And what I just don't understand is by them scared to release it, it's in a sense they're, as a black man, they would give me too much power and say, oh, he's going to be my president for 2020. I got Republicans, white, black, Democrats, young, black, white, doesn't matter. But if you get this story, you will be the next president. Joe Biden knew it before. That's why they didn't let the Democrats didn't allow the story to come out because they could have been stopped Trump and could have came and running for president again. But they chose to go it by their way because they don't believe in unity. They don't believe that we're the same. You know what I'm saying? They got to choose and pick who should be your leader. Just like what happened in the Democratic primary. I didn't like the whole damn bill. We wanted Bernie. Bernie said, all right, I'm a revolutionary. I'm a billet. And then the party came to us. You know what, Bernie, we need you to sit your ass down for a minute. Honestly. And guess what he did? Sat down twice. So the only way to save this country, the only way to break the hold of Donald Trump and the Republican Party is my story. Once my story gets out, they'll be like, I was with who? I was for what? Trump? No, I don't remember that. I don't. Well, we got video and stuff for you, sir, about kind of just you said you was for Trump. No, I don't know what y'all lying. That's fake news. I ain't never said that. Look, let's lock Trump up and help Michael. Let's help Michael. That's what's going to happen, and they know
right.
It. But I'm not trying to. Here's the thing: if they're afraid that it's going to start some kind of outbreak of a war or something like that, no, the American people. Whites and blacks, Republicans and Democrats, want to be living in peace. Calm shores, calm leaders that can help bring us together instead of trying to tear us apart. And my story, my family history is the way. Well, Jesus is the way, come on, to bring us together as a nation.
I hear you.
My story is the way. So, I, like I said, Landingham for president, the party of We the People on Facebook, the people's candidate for the people's justice. I am. I will be contacted or visited by the FBI very soon, and we will have a good conversation. And I promise you, my story will be out very soon.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
I almost forgot. LandinghamCase.com. That's where you'll see the transcripts between me and Donald Trump. So go take a look at that. Gives you a little bit of my info, my bio, and what I would do for as your next president.
Thank you so much. Thank you for not giving up. You are being vindicated right now. Continue to fight on. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. God bless y'all, and y'all have a safe night.
You too. You know something? I can appreciate that particular phone call. That brother's story is coming to light. All those people who laughed, well, when they came to Cleveland, when Joe Biden came to Cleveland, met with Marcy Kaptur, what are you all saying right now? Hey, my thing is, I'm enjoying everything. It was hot. I saw a lot of this. I'm going to send this out to Danielle Daymaid. I appreciate it. This song was off of the Detox album that came out last year. It came out, I'll take that back, 3 years ago. 3 years ago, it was the single from Cleveland's Most Hated Artist. Cleveland's Most Hated Artist was the album. This particular song, who could forget, Emax the Image produced the track. He sang on the track. This is the Big Legs Sheriff edit.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club. In the club. In the club. Looking for my girlfriend.
In the club.
Right now, my thing is, I get a chance to now clear out a lot of these stories if I can. You know, I might not be able to, but the thing was, in depth, Ohio House Bill 99 raised the debate over armed school security training, as some Northeast Ohio parents and state lawmakers are concerned. House Bill 99 will set up some school safety concerns if it becomes law later this year. The measure would give Ohio school districts and school boards the option to lower required weapons training for armed school security personnel and staff to as little as 8 hours. Ooh, that doesn't sound good. Ohio House Minority Leader Representative Amelia Sykes, Ohio House District 34, Democrat, told, I believe it was News 5, that she was against House Bill 99 because she believes it's a minimum training requirement that could set up a potentially hazardous situation in schools statewide. I would err on the side of more training rather than less, Sykes said. I spoke with some Northeast Ohio middle school students last year about similar legislation, and the students there told me that they were concerned that they would be shot involuntarily by a teacher or during a situation where people could not get a situation under control. House Bill 99 co-sponsor, Representative Reggie Stolfus, District 50 Republican, also told the news that the measure would give school districts options and insulate them against ongoing legal actions that could later require them to have an armed security personnel obtain training from the Ohio Peace Officer Training Academy, which totals hundreds of hours. I'm better safe than sorry, since you're working around children. It gives some direction to school boards, which I think is needed. I think 500 to 700 hours is way too much. If somebody is going to do that, they're going to pursue a career in law enforcement. It's a gray area, and that's what we're trying to nail down in this bill. Let's set a minimum so that school districts and school boards can work off of that minimum. And if they want to raise that bar to OPATA certification, they can do that. All school districts in Ohio are different. They're different in Stark County, where I live. They're different in Dayton. They're different in Akron. To have a paid resource officer in every building with OPATA certification, it's unattainable. But it's been happening. But show me where the money is going to come from. Dean Rack, Executive Director with the Buckeye Firearms Association, agrees House Bill 99 is needed to shield districts against the ongoing legal action that's made it to the Ohio Supreme Court involving the Madison School District that could create a requirement for school districts to have armed security personnel with a pot of training. But however, some local parents, like community activist Leawana Clark, agreed with Representative Sykes that is against House Bill 99. Clark is a mother of six children who attend the Garfield Heights and East Cleveland school districts and told News 5 that creating such a low minimum training standard for armed school security and staff could create a safety issue. "I'm uncomfortable with the idea of less training," Clark said. "More training is required as far as I'm concerned. I don't feel it's safe. I don't think that teachers should be running around carrying guns. Like, what are you really teaching? The training also needs to include background evaluations, mental health, emotional stability, and make sure they don't have a history of abuse of power." Ooh, well said, well put. My thing is, this program, you get a chance to sometimes dig into some deep issues. When you can, it makes it much easier. Also, too many Northeast Ohio tenants aren't seeking rent help. I'm putting this on a 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox. The last one was like a 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Ernie Harris, former president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, has been renting out his two Cleveland double homes since 1995 and said local landlords need to play a greater role in helping distressed tenants find the federal rental assistance they need to help keep them from facing eviction. As Harris said, he's never had to evict a tenant in his 26 years as a landlord because he keeps close communication with them, period. It's a social agreement between two people on how we're going to live and how we're going to communicate, Harris said. "Just call and tell me that you don't have the money, and if there's a problem that you have, we can approach that problem together. But unfortunately, Cleveland Housing Court and leaders in Summit County report too many tenants aren't taking action and applying for the millions, there are millions, in federal rental assistance available to them." So this one is just to let people know you can get help. As Cleveland Housing Court Judge W. Monet Scott reported, she's still serving up to 200 eviction cases every week, even though a federal eviction moratorium was still in place through June the 30th. So get yourself the money. Apply for it. They haven't sought rental assistance. They haven't made any payment. They're not in communication with their landlord, Scott said. Tenants are still not showing up for their hearings. Tenants are not accessing the right to counsel. They're not accessing rental assistance. Landlords can see and they can seek back rent when the moratorium is lifted. They can file for a second cause hearing and seek damages. It gives them a right to get a judgment, and they will attach their wages, so they will end up paying back this rent in the long run when you're working and getting money deducted out of your pay. Summit County Executive Eileen Shapiro told News 5 her team has already taken in more than 5,000 applications for rental, utility, and mortgage assistance, but said too many distressed tenants are uninformed or are too embarrassed to apply. They don't always know where to look for resources, and so we continue to reach out because we know that we're reaching some, but we're not reaching all, Shapiro said. Call 211. Public service announcement, and they're kind of the air traffic controller that will direct you and put you in touch with the best resources that we have. If you're afraid that's what's going to happen to you, you don't know how you're going to make your next month's rent payment or your utility payment, when you start to feel that way, start to look for help immediately. Putting people out on the street or making them homeless or living in cars is the last worst option. Shapiro said tenants can find help through its Summit County Cares program. CHN Housing Partners reported it has some $20 million in rental assistance dollars and said some tenants could qualify for up to 12 months of help. Meanwhile, Harris is urging other Northeast landlords to help tenants through the application process. "I'm not interested in taking somebody to eviction court and putting them out. I'm interested in developing long-lasting relationships." That's what Harris said. "What would I tell our landlords is become aware of these programs, because not only do they help the tenants, they help you." You know something? This is one of those shows where I'm able to get rid of a lot of tabs or a lot of stories, and that is a blessing. Also, I got a chance to tell people before we had done that story last week about the rappers, the rapper denied a handgun permit in Ohio because of a rap video that had been made. Here's a good story. Rap music and strong coffee make you a better driver, study finds. As before you buckle up, get yourself a good playlist and a strong cup of joe. A new experiment has found a link between listening to rap music and having strong coffee with better driving skills. United Kingdom-based behavioral science consultancy CX Lab and car insurance company U-Switch collaborated on the experiment in which they virtually measured 103 drivers' reaction times under various conditions. And our participants all watched a number of clips taken from the official DVSA hazard perception test where they had to click a button upon spotting a hazard. Reads a report about the experiment and its findings on U-Switch's website after establishing their baseline reaction time. The participants complete the test again, but this time introduced one of the following factors. Those factors were drinking a strong cup of coffee 20 minutes before taking the test, listening to an audio track of noisy children, and listening to rap, techno, heavy metal, classical, jazz, or R&B music. Researchers found that caffeine had the biggest impact, leading drivers to stop an average of 26 yards earlier than uncaffeinated drivers after spotting a hazard while traveling at 70 miles per hour. Music made the second most significant difference in reaction time improvement. Listening to rap music, which was found to have the biggest positive impact of the six genres tested, made participants stop an average of 16 yards sooner than listening to no music. R&B, on the other hand, was found to worsen reaction time by about 4 yards. Listening to noisy children while driving made the least significant difference. So there you go, having a good time on this evening. My thing is, when you get a chance to, you just get a chance to chill back. I'm going to leave you with this one song, HJS, the song called Always.
But switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years done passed with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there real clear. That's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. From the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the arts. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win. Volume 10, because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip-hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping, this is the year. Yeah, yeah, cause HJS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.